To answer that, I might actually go back to the last decision from the Supreme Court in the 2021 term, which was West Virginia versus EPA. And in that case, the Supreme Court overturned the 2015 Clean Power Plan, finding that the Clean Air Act doesn't give EPA authority to interpret the Clean Air Act in that way. And to get to that decision, they utilized a doctrine that they call the major questions doctrine, which means that if a question or an issue that's subject to regulation is especially political in nature, then there's an even higher standard to make sure that Congress has spoken to that issue before an agency acts. So because the Clean Air Act doesn't explicitly contemplate climate change or greenhouse gas emissions, EPA in this case was unable to enact the Clean Power Plan. That decision is certainly going to impact the Biden administration's attempts to finalize other rules with climate change as a basis. So I think a really good example is the Securities and Exchange Commission's recent rulemaking that would compel publicly traded companies to disclose greenhouse gas emissions. And those disclosures would include Scope 3 or supply chain emissions, meaning that any publicly traded company that sells beef would have to disclose to the federal government cattle production emissions data that we simply don't have.